Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. How y'all doing? Hope you're having a good Friday afternoon out there. Thank you so much for joining us. James here, behind the mic, solo show, but I am not alone. I got all of you to hang out with. Call up and join the conversation. Hit us in the numbers. Get in the dugout. Whatever you want to get in the batter's box. Whatever you want to say. Whatever metaphor sports-wise you want to use. Call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Looking forward to hanging out with you this afternoon. We're going to have some fun giving away rafter tickets. Not just rafter tickets. I'm sorry. I've also got these orange bracelets that go with them. Get your food for the game. Go ahead and call up with your favorite 90s baseball player when I tell you to. We'll be doing that after. We're going to play their interview that when they were with us on Monday. Had Noah Ruiz with us along with Ryan Williams. I'm going to play that interview for you a little bit later, probably at 4:30. We'll probably do it around then. Right now, call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Got plenty to talk about today. Want to talk a little bit about the ratings for the NHL Finals. The Buster Olney came out with one of the better minds in baseball, I think, came out with a list of things to keep an eye on when we're leading into the trade deadline here in baseball. Talk about that, some standings, some Brewers. Wisconsin is getting their attorneys involved with some stuff with Miami. I want to talk about that a little bit later, too, and get some great stories of the show for you. One local and one I'm doing just because I kind of want to. But all that coming up. If you are listening to the listener of both of our stations, just a quick shout out to the best listeners in radio. I use that. It may sound corny. I don't care. I say it because it's very meaningful and very necessary, everybody. Like, it's important to us to be able to let you know how much you mean to us and everything. So with that, not only do we appreciate you guys being the best listeners of radio and listening and being a part of things around here, but of course, listening to both stations. That's really cool. We really appreciate that. And if you're listening over on 97.5 FM and you were hearing the Rafter game, for one, I don't know how this is going to go with them using the same board as me. That's going to be interesting. I might have to just keep talking here for a little bit until that game ends. So we'll figure that out, though. We'll figure that out behind the scenes here. For right now, just appreciate you guys listening, and certainly the game not going the way that we wanted to. If you aren't listening, Rafters gave up 12 runs in the sixth after playing some great baseball, shutting out Madison, one of the better teams, if not the number one team in the division. And there's no, there's no rosy way to word this or put this or anything. It's rough. It's a rough time right now. I will say this: anybody that wants to sell any stock in their Rafters, I'll buy it. I like this team. I like the way that they're being built. And whenever you have a team that is not only built of young players, but also young coaching, new coaching, it's going to take time. None of this happens overnight. If it did, everybody would do it. I'd be out there. I'd be playing left field right now. You kidding me? Leadoff hitter, left field. That was my thing. That's what I'd be doing right now. It's not that easy. I'm just going to go ahead and just keep, it's an early season. I'm going to keep going with it. No getting around it. I mean, one of the tougher things to do in sports that I don't think it's talked about nearly enough. How do you win? It seems like one of the more simple things in life, right? You're better than the other person. You should win. But anybody who has ever watched literally any sport in their life or any sporting event in their life or a sporting movie for that matter knows that it doesn't just come down to that. Who's the better person? Who's the more talented person? Who has the more talented team? There's so much more to it. And when you have a young team like this that has a big lead going into the final inning, How do you learn how to do one of the toughest things to do in sports? And to put it in the way my father would, step on their throat. You gotta. There is no letting the boogeyman at the end of the movie keep popping up. You take him out, empty it, double tap, whatever you want to say, and you end that movie right there. It is something that I've seen in teams that I've followed before. I know that I've seen it in others, and we're seeing it right now. With a young team that's got to learn how to win. Now, there's no how to win for dummies out there. There probably is, actually. But not really. And there's certainly no formula or class you could take at Mid-State or anything like that for it. It just is something that you end up getting over the hump of, and things go your way. What's the difference of winners and losers? Usually luck. I mean, certainly you got to put yourself in the position to be able to make those things happen. But Indiana's in the NBA Finals, not just skill, but luck. Now, it takes a lot more than luck to get you there, to stay there, of course. But you need a little of that. Every great team that has ever won had some luck going for it. Sometimes that goes the other way. Luck can only be for one party, one person. How this team learns to win is going to be very interesting. And we'll see. We'll see. Either way, I think it's going to be a fun season. And speaking strictly for myself, you guys call up, let me know how you feel about it. And just feel good to have Rafter baseball. I don't care come August, I'm still going to feel this way. Feels good to have Rafter baseball, and you'll be able to catch it all at 97.5 FM WFHR. We'll be talking more Rafter baseball with you, and we might play that interview for you with a little bit later, or we may have to cut the show short. One or the other is going to happen. We'll figure that out when we take our... Well, I hope I can take my commercial break. I'll figure that out. We'll see. NBA Finals going on last night, Game 6. Indiana, big-time victory. I don't know. I don't know who I heard talking about this a little bit, but somebody was talking about, okay, Indiana came back. They didn't come back. They were ahead in that whole game. They had that game in hand. And a great win by the Indiana Pacers. No matter what happens in Game 7, they've been playing with house money in a lot of ways. And really a strong performance. Your last home game of the season, no matter what. That's fantastic. And it sets up the two greatest words in all of sports. Game 7. My question for you all today, and I demand audience participation. Call up, join the conversation. I want to hear from you. It doesn't matter what sport it is or what teams are playing. If we're talking baseball, hockey, basketball, college or pro, Game 7, I'm there. I've watched Game 7s of the College World Baseball College World Series, and I didn't know many of the players or really much of the teams, but I was all locked in. You're guaranteed to see a champion. You're guaranteed to see somebody win, one way or the other. There is no ties in Game 7s. And to me, what better guarantee do you have in sports? I don't think that there's any other better guarantee in all of sports. You're not guaranteed the Super Bowl is going to be good. You're not guaranteed that Game 7s are going to be good necessarily, but you're guaranteed to see a champion. Somebody's going to be crowned. I just think that it's the greatest words in sports. It's the greatest thing in sports, and I'm excited to have it. I'm excited, especially we didn't get to have it in hockey, although I wanted to see Florida win, so I was excited about that. And a big shout out to the Florida Panthers. More on that in a little bit. But before I get too jacked up about Game 7, I got to talk about Game 6 a little bit, because I had expectations for Oklahoma City. I came into this series just wanting to see a 7-game series, wanting to see a good series. Didn't mind who won, leaning a little towards Indianapolis, but that's just because I'm a Midwesterner and I'm a homer, and they're the closest state to us. I'm just going to be honest with you. Tyler Haliburton's a great story. He's a local. That's cool. They got some other players on that team that I like. I didn't really have anybody in the race. And if Oklahoma City had swept them and gone 4-0, I mean, that had been, all right. But I think when you're the NBA, especially, you want seven games. You want a dramatic series. You're hopeful for that. And the NBA got what they wanted. What I don't think I got, and I'm pretty sure the OKC fan base didn't get, was any fight. I had work going on last night. I wasn't able to be glued to the game every second, but I watched a good portion of it, and I certainly saw the first quarter and everything. A good portion of that, going back and watching it later at night because I don't sleep. And this was, they looked like it. I hate when people try to speak about what's in an athlete's heart or their head or anything like that. I'm not trying to do that. But all their body language, everything that we could see in them, looked like a team that was kind of just like going through the motions and trying not to get hurt so that they'd be ready for game seven. And almost like a team that just assumed, oh, we'll go back to OKC and win this. And there's a gigantic difference between cocky and confident. Cocky gets you in trouble. Cocky gets you into fights you can't win. Cocky gets you in underestimating your opponent. I'll tell you, I told this to Michael the other day. Two of my favorite things in this world I've been experiencing since I was a little kid is when the look on somebody's face, when they underestimate me. It's... I love it. I love when people underestimate me, and I love the look on their face when they realize they have. Been happening my whole life, and keep it coming. Because this is where people like me shine. This is where the teams like Indiana shine. And OKC is approaching this with a mentality they have not earned. I don't care if you're coming off of just winning last year. The Florida Panthers approached this Stanley Cup like they had never won anything in their life. If you're not playing like that, then I don't know if you even belong out there, man. I don't even know if it almost feels like the skill sets are wasted on you. I don't know what happened to Chet Holmgren. I don't know what's going on. You can tell me that there's great defense being played by Indy, and that's true. Rick Carlisle is one of the better coaches in basketball. That's true. There's also some just like give on OKC that doesn't make sense. Doesn't seem to add up. And talent doesn't win you championships. It's a combination of things. And Indianapolis is not as talented as OKC, but they're not that far down. It's not like they're gigantic. It's David versus Goliath here. That's not what's happening. There's other people out there that are going to call this one of the biggest upsets in NBA history if Indianapolis wins, because they're looking at the numbers and the one seed and the five seed. And OKC was a very dominant team this year, record-breaking on some levels, especially defensively. But this is the NBA playoffs. I mean, let the talking heads say that stuff. I mean, those of us who watch this game understand. Indianapolis has earned this. Indianapolis has been good for a while, and certainly in the playoffs. That's a complete team that has bought in on what their coach is selling. So Indianapolis wins this one. I don't care if they blow out OKC in Game 7. It's not an upset. It's a big victory. It's a cool one, and it's not what we had come. It's not chalk. But these extremes that people seem to have to go all the time, like everything's a newspaper headline nowadays. Like just be in the moment and enjoy, and not everything's that big. I mean, one of the things that I think you can certainly count on with this is that we're going to get, I think, a good Game 7. I think you can pretty much count on that. What that means beyond that, though, who knows? I'm going to be very curious to see what happens for both these teams, especially win or lose. Now, Indy loses. I don't see them, doing anything too drastic other than maybe trying to bring in a superstar. like every team that would, you know, finish this far would want to do. But if OKC doesn't win, well, that's a different story. That's a very different story. They've got a ton of draft picks. They've got a ton of young talent. And they're going to do something about it. They're not just going to stand pat. One of the bigger things being talked about and thrown out there, because again, they're trying, it's summer and people are trying to fill 24 hours worth of time, is the idea that Giannis could get traded to OKC. They got a couple of number one picks. It's probably the, out of all the teams in the NBA, it's probably the team that has the most to offer for somebody like Giannis. And you got to do the Godfather here. You got to make him an offer he can't refuse. That's what you got to do if you're OKC. That's what you got to do if you're anybody right now in the NBA. They're not just dangling Giannis out there. And Giannis, regardless of whatever he might think or feel, is telling everybody that he's happy where he is. He's okay. So you don't have a disgruntled superstar or anything like that. So you don't get the James Harden discount. So if you want him, you got to be coming with the Godfather offer. And you've got to be able to bring multiple picks and all that stuff. So you can already eliminate teams that don't have that. Yeah, you could tell me about what about three-team deals and stuff? Those are one of the more difficult things to pull off in life. And I know there are certain teams like the Knicks and the Heat and stuff that everybody wants to talk about with some of these teams, but with some of these players. But I got to see it. It's been a while. It's been a while since Amari Stoudemire, the last big name, because Jalen Brunson wasn't a big name when he signed with New York. He became a big name in part because of playing in Madison Square Garden and has earned it. But I don't know. Honestly, OKC wins this game 7, and it's congratulations to them. Great job. Should have done it in 6. That's going to stay. That's going to sting. And I think that's something that they're going to have to address that, man, because that ain't going nowhere. And again, Indianapolis is coming for your lunch money. They're ready. Tyrese Halliburton has gone up and down for me. Some of the way he talks about the media and some of those things seems pretty childish and low hanging fruit. Especially considering a lot of the people nowadays that are talking about the NBA and these players actually played in the NBA, and have accomplished a lot more than Tyrese Halliburton. But there's other things about him that have really stepped up to me and really shown his character. And the conversation he had with Carlisle about, look, I'm going to be out there, I'm healthy enough to play, but if you think I'm not helping the team, I'm hurting the team, pull me. That's what leaders do, and that's a smart play by him. And I think it's working out, especially the way this team is going and the way some of the role players are playing. It'll be fun to see Game 7 this Sunday, ABC. And I know it's streaming on some platforms, I'm sure, and everything. But if you want to watch the NBA Finals, you've been able to watch every game if you have just regular old school cable. How cool is that? You casually want to catch some of the NBA Finals. Oh, wow, we're going to see a champion tonight. I'm going to go ahead and watch a Game 7. I don't need to have a streaming login. I don't need to, scan a QR code or something like that. And I bring that up in part to talk a little bit about the Stanley Cup Finals. And the NHL has been riding a high ratings-wise for quite a few years now. Things have been going really well for the NHL when it comes to ratings and getting a little more, watchers, getting some new people to be fans. It's been pretty exciting for people like me that were, was born and raised in hockey. But you have a return, a repeat, if you will, from last year's Stanley Cup.
And you've got a dip in the ratings, a dip in the overall ratings, national ratings. An average of 2.5 million viewers watched on TNT, with 2.8 million tuning in for the Panthers series clinching Game 6 victory. The overall number on cable is down from 4.17 million last year when the final was on over-the-air TV on ABC and was the lowest since Tampa Bay versus Montreal back in 2021. The share of viewers increased 15% from TNT's first cut back in 2023. But this being on TNT, this being behind a paywall in many ways, that these numbers are not surprising, and it's a shame. It's shame on the NHL. It's shame on just like I say shame on the NFL and all these sports leagues. Going after money. I don't want to spend the time Googling her right now. So if you guys can go to your Googler or whatever search engine you use, could you double check and see if the NHL, NBA, MLB, and NFL are going under? Are they hurting for money? Is there any sports franchise out there hurting for money? Call up and let me know. 715-424-2600. We'll start up a GoFundMe for you. The desperate, greedy nastiness is what's going to kill every one of these leagues. And I don't mean a kill like it's going to happen overnight. I don't mean a quick death or an exciting one like the end of the Die Hard or something like that. No, it's going to be dragged out. And it's going to be slow and painful. Not for the millionaires. They'll be fine. The owners of these teams will be fine. For us. For the fans. It's only getting worse with this. There was a number the other day of if you wanted to try to catch your team and every game this season and the amount of apps and money you would have to spend to be able to do it. And they know, because there's no way that all of them in that room, no matter how many yes men there are telling them, specifically looking at the NFL, that the majority of their fan base can afford to do something like that. And on top of that, try to go to a game? Where you basically got to mortgage your house to do that? They know that they are pricing people out of the market. They know that the majority of those people are their core fan base that made them. And there's no quicker way to lose people than to take them for granted. It's disgusting. It's nasty. It's business. It's business 101. This is, I get that. I'm a grown man. I understand that. I also understand business well enough to know that you can't put a price on good PR. You can give me the greatest marketing team in the world. Put them in here right now. And I'm going to tell them, go ahead. And how much is it going to cost me for good PR? They can't tell me. There's no number you can put on that. Imagine the PR if you're one of these leagues and you say, you know what? We're going to make sure our games, every game is accessible to our fans. Go ahead and put it on your app. Put it on streaming, but make it free. Make it free. Get your money in advertising like every smart business does. Quit trying to get the money off of us and off of these streaming services that don't even care about carrying these sports half the time. They don't even do a good job covering them half the time. Amazon's got more money than Solomon and they can't figure it out. It's messed up. It's ridiculous. And it's getting to a point for the average sports fan where they're just getting numb to this stuff and they're going to stop watching. Now, the biggest thing that sports doesn't realize is that, there's other things to do. There's other stuff like high school sports. And the Northwoods League and the USPHL with the River Kings and stuff. So there's still sports. I'm not crazy. I'm not giving up sports. Oh, that's it. No, I'm not giving up sports. But these pro leagues, I could live without them. I could do it. If you told me I had to choose between high school sports and pro sports, I'm fine. I could watch high school sports. I could watch college sports. I'm all right with that. I think it's just bad business. No matter, just because you're making more money than you know what to do with, doesn't mean that you are good at business. I mean, we've got billions of people out there who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, or their daddy gave them a bunch of money when they turned 18. Look how that turned out. Bankrupt 18 times over. The money ain't going to help them with this, and it's certainly not helping the fans, which is what this is supposed to all be about. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from y'all. Wanted to mention one other thing. When we get back, I do want to talk about this Buster Only article and about some of the things to keep an eye on for your teams as we get closer to the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But before that, Wisconsin is getting their attorneys, giving them a busy offseason, busy summer. The University of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit today claiming Miami's football team broke the law by tampering with a Badger player. This is the first time this kind of thing has happened. Well, first legal attempt to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a football player and his school. Lawsuit refers in question to student athlete A, but the details from the complaint line up with the offseason transfer of freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas. Lucas left Wisconsin, enrolled in Miami in January after saying the Badger staff refused to enter his name into the transfer portal last December. In the complaint filed Friday, Wisconsin claims that a Miami staff member and a prominent alumnus met with Lucas and his family at a relative's home in Florida and offered him money to transfer shortly after Lucas signed a two-year contract in December. The lawsuit states that Miami committed treacherous interference by knowingly compelling a player to break the terms of his deal with the Badgers. This is ugly. It never looks good, no matter who you're pulling for or whatever. And I always feel weird saying that, pulling for somebody in a court case. But, this is going to be one of those stories that, this kind of thing's going to be happening. As long as you've got the NCAA in charge, this kind of stuff is going to happen. Now, please call up and tell me how this is the kid's fault. 715-424-2600. Tell me how there is a room full of like 5 to 6, 30 to 40 to 50 to 60-year-olds, but the 18-year-old kid in the room is supposed to be smarter than everybody else. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm not saying that he has no responsibility, no accountability in this. But there are stories of grown, human beings late in life, in their 30s and 40s, being, misguided about something. Maybe he shouldn't have signed the two-year deal with Wisconsin. Maybe he should have stayed in Florida to begin with. Maybe he should have, done what you are supposed to do as you get older and you become an 18-year-old man and you fulfill your responsibilities. You play your 2 years in Wisconsin, and then you can go ahead and go to Miami after that if you want. This is the gray area that I think is so key to these conversations going forward. The transfer portal ain't going anywhere. They're gonna come up with their rules for it and try to make it a little bit cleaner, but it's still the Wild West, and NIL is only getting stronger. And this is not bad to me. This isn't bad. Players deserve some respect and some financial financial pay for what they're doing. If you want to tell me that the college experience or a degree is worth just as much, I'm not going to fight you on that. I will say a college degree does not equal money. And it isn't as if that they're not having to, pay for other things. And maybe the biggest part of this, every single university in all of the NCAA, every single one of them makes almost more money, if not more money, than the pro team in that state. Look it up. Check it out. Go to Forbes. Go to any one of them. Go ahead and see what I'm talking about. They got the money. This is a long time coming. His players have deserved this for a very long time. Now, there's the other side of this, where, okay, you're a grown man, you've signed a contract with this university, you're going to fulfill the contract. That's the agreement here. It should not be, I signed my contract, the ink's not even dry, and I've changed my mind. Now, is that a 17 or 18-year-old person? Was that all of us at 17 or 18? Absolutely. 100%. That's why you've got a contract. That's why you're not winging this. That's why you're not, you know, it's not a handshake deal. This is the grown-up world. This is, we've got, you know, accountability here. So there needs to be the other side of it, too. I think players deserve power. I think players deserve compensation. Players also need to be accountable. You sign a contract somewhere, you got to fulfill it. I don't care what happens. I'm sorry if you're fourth on the depth chart. I'm sorry if your team sucks. That's being an adult. Welcome to sports. Welcome to adulthood. You don't get to just choose your own ending with this stuff. You get to make choices, but that's not life, and that ain't sports. There's a lot of people that get really tired and sick of the draft in sports and how unfair it is in these things. And for one, I've never heard any one of these people really give me a legitimate answer to what the better way to do it is. But two, that's life, man. How many of us, everybody raise your hand if you chose to be born. All right? It starts right from the beginning, baby. It starts right from the beginning. This is life. And sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. How you handle those things is how you build character and who you are, which is a big part of what college athletics is supposed to be about. Not just helping you get seen by a scout and maybe get drafted, but turning you into a good and a better human being. And without the accountability there, and without with the Wild West of the NCAA right now, because I genuinely laugh when I see the NCAA in a headline. Like it's going to be good. What are they doing now? It's a joke. There's no how can you expect these kids to be accountable when the adults in the room, when the people making the decisions, are not even accountable? Left and right, you've got people pointing the finger when they don't realize they got three pointing right back at them. And nobody taking any accountability. Everybody is everybody else's fault. So dang whiny. This lawsuit is not only the beginning of this kind of stuff, but it's probably the tamest we're going to see of this. It's probably only going to get more heavy and more get worse. We will see. Let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit here. We do have Rafter Baseball, I believe, right now going. And our good friends over there trying to broadcast this game from Madison need the same system that I need to be able to do this show. We don't run into this problem very often. Doesn't happen very often. But here we are. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut the show short. Get back to some music for you, and we'll be back on Monday with more Playmakers. We'll have some fun. Now you got the whole weekend. Get your sports takes and feelings together. Come Monday, I want to talk about Game 7. Get what you think and what you feel about it. What are your thoughts on the Rafter season? And we'll get into some of the MLB trade talk and some of those things going on. But I do want to send a big thank you to all of you guys out there texting in. We appreciate you. You listeners out there supporting us on these stations, appreciate you doing that too. Spread the word about Playmakers. We speak sport. And, of course, our amazing sponsors. Want to say a very, very big thank you to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Big thank you to them. We appreciate you. We will be back again on Monday, everybody. So encourage you to enjoy your weekend. Stay hydrated. You've heard our forecasters. You've heard how it is. We've got a lot going on right now with weather-wise. So we want you to stay hydrated, stay cool. And be sure to enjoy your weekend, everybody. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at 105.5 WIRI.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream. No sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, through the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with, the kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. Yeah. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
missing me.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Guitar and some fishing poles, so baby fill that cooler full of something cold. Don't ask, just pack and we'll hit the road running. Honey, what do you say? I got just enough money and just enough gas, so pick a place on the map we can get to fast, where the white sandy beach meets water like glass. And if the tide carries us away, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary, everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, let's roll with it. We get so caught up in catching up, trying to pay the rent, trying to make a buck. Dad don't leave much time for us. It ain't life too short for that. So open up that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. Can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on the windshield to some radio rock, and we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary, everyday rut. If we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it. Might wind up a little deeper in love. So baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. Start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie, how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door, nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that
truck. If you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, 'cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less, and do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
One Rose Greenhouse would like to make 2025 the year to really show all the appreciation they have for their many friends and customers. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for their Customer Appreciation Day sale. Shop half-off shrubs, annuals, pre-annuals, trees, and more. Two-day sale only. While you're there, don't forget to wish Carol a happy retirement. One Rose Greenhouse at 2331 Sampson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Come shop their Customer Appreciation Day sale and enjoy 50% off.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Why settle for just one beer when you can enjoy a whole bucket for less? This summer, beat the heat and satisfy your thirst at Jammer's Bar & Grill. Grab a bucket of five refreshing domestic beers, 12 ounces each, for only $12.50. Available day or night and all weekend long. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal that's sure to bring summer fun. Jammer's Bar & Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Say cheers to a good time this summer.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. Call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving,
walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Love me good. You love.
live from central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.